Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. Tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media. It's Conversations with the Candidates for New Mexico Governor. This hour, we have a preview featuring KNME TV's Gene Grant speaking with Democratic candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham.
I think that there are three really important things based on my experience my abilities here. So one, I understand how government works at all levels, local government, federal government, state government, and I've demonstrated that I can govern. I mean, we are seeing now what happens when you have an administration that is A, maybe not interested, or B, maybe not able to govern. Mm-hmm. We have serious problems. The second thing is I can bring people together from opposite points of view and get them to a address challenges and problem solve. And that's how you stay the course so that you don't have this kind of whiplash environment, which New Mexico can't afford to do any longer. And the third thing, I've got a real positive vision for the future of the state. And as important, those three things, I believe in us. So I'm really excited about this opportunity and this challenge.
Mm-hmm. I'm also curious what experiences you've had in Congress that you think you can bring to a governor's office. What's worked there for you that you can bring?
Well, you know what's interesting? You know, New Mexicans, although I want to tell you that I believe, Gene, they're feeling, right, that they're on the cusp of something positive. And that is really important. If your entire citizenry just doesn't believe that anything can change, but you and I have actually had this conversation where sometimes New Mexicans feel like we just have to settle, right? That we're the state that just doesn't have those opportunities. We have persistent poverty. We just can't seem to get beyond those places, and the states around us do. Well, that's the same messaging that you get in Congress. You'll get nothing done. It's the worst Congress in our history. It'll take you 20 years to pass anything meaningful. You'll never get a leadership position. Just forget about it. And I remember that one of my biggest challenges, a guy from Texas, a Democrat, Henry Cuellar, I really wanted to get in a leadership position, and he did that, you know, whole arm around you and said, not going to happen. You know, just wait your turn. It's 20 years. Well, in 6 years, in fact, it was four before I had a major leadership position, both the chairwoman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, at a time when you really need leadership, when you've got a racist, divisive White House on all of these issues. And two, I was also one of the chief deputy whips. So really moving in that dynamic and feeling really good. And the other thing, you will never pass any of your, you know, legacy. That's what they call one of your number one priorities, particularly if it's something brand new, right? Transformative, not going to happen. We don't spend any more money unless it's a tax package that Trump is proposing, but we aren't going to do anything, right? It's to repeal and create more problems for average citizens, not less. Mm-hmm. Well, just last week, I passed my legacy legislation called CareCorps, and it is a national service program dedicated to supporting caregivers and their loved ones. And two key Republicans in the House and the Senate helped me get that over the finish line. So I believe that there's always the possibility of winning for the right reasons, getting it done, problem solving. And it's that attitude that I bring right back here. It's all doable. It's all possible. Where New Mexicans are ready for no one. No one's going to tell us who we can't be and what we can't get done. We're ready for the opposite of that.
Mm. Economic development. I'm curious, a lot of folks see this a lot of different ways, but for you, what are your priorities when you look at economic development across the state, folding in our urban centers, but also our non-urban centers?
Right, making sure it's statewide.
Exactly.
Well, so I did a two-part detailed plan, and I say that to you because I'm serious about laying a foundation and a framework. And I think a mistake that politicians make and policymakers is they don't think beyond their own election. Well, you know, New Mexicans need a long-term investment. So I did two. Jumpstart New Mexico, which is without knowing what kind of reserves, what kind of opportunities, what kind of budget we have available to us for the next fiscal year. Look, we're spending about $400 million, I'm averaging, depending upon which year. Mm-hmm. Our money goes out of state contractors. We're not investing in business. That's a change to the procurement code. We aren't spending the full amount of interest, right, on all of the permanent funds that get managed at the state. We can do 9%. That's another couple hundred million dollars at least that could be invested in small business. And we have the opportunity to spend double the amount in small businesses. We spend about $50 million now. we can do 100. Those are things that I think jumpstart our economy by rewarding and investing in our local economy, both rural and in, right, the urban areas. If we lose our rural opportunities, we're in trouble in the whole state. The I-25 corridor argument is not a good statewide argument. Then you build the economy, have a long-term vision.
That was Democratic candidate for New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham speaking with KNME TV's Gene Grant. We heard from Republican candidate Steve Pierce in our 6:45 newscast. You can watch the entire program tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.